Hello and welcome to Pictures of Spider-Man, a weekly news podcast here in the Valley with Frontiersman reporters. That's me, Tim Rocky, and you, Mr. Jacob, man. Jacob, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty awesome. How about you, Tim?
You know, living the dream. Couldn't ask for a whole lot more. What's been coming across your desk as far as stories this week?
Okay, starting off the list, we have what I covered this Friday was the Go Red event at Mat-Su Regional. And so basically that was a part of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women event catered around cardiovascular health. But here in the Mat-Su Regional, they decided to open up that event and cater it to not only women, but really broaden the range to men, women, young and old. They, just like Dr. Barbara Doty said, heart health starts at birth. So everyone there showed up wearing red, and they had a big group photo at the end, and there was hands-free workshops, and there was going to be a cath lab demonstration, but there was a real-life use for that because a patient had to go in and use the cath lab, so they had to tap dance a little bit, and they had to adjust the schedule, and they did a live demonstration of a hands-free workshop, and that was with Mandy Grinnell, an EMS trainer from the Mat-Su Borough. So what she did is she went over the basic steps that a first responder, the very first responder would be the person around a heart attack is to, as quickly as possible, administer CPR with your hands. And she said that she can teach anyone in 10 minutes. So it's pretty simple. She said it's very important to administer CPR as soon as possible when there's an event. So if you find yourself out there not knowing how to do hands-free CPR, I highly recommend it because it's quick to learn and it's one of the first lines of defense, and it's the sooner the better.
I'm going to test your knowledge here for a minute.
Sure.
What song do you sing as you're administering CPR? And could we get a little demonstration?
Okay, so that song was
Bee Gees.
Bee Gees. Yeah, it was Bee Gees.
Staying alive.
Staying alive.
Staying alive.
Yeah, right. She said to go into the rhythm of the Bee Gees staying alive. And that's a very good point, yeah.
This is a special moment we just shared there. We sang on air. I'm very happy we did that. Okay, that's enough. Back to the news, back to the pictures of Spider-Man.
Okay, so that's something interesting that I discovered when I was there is that a majority of the people there that were at the Go Red event were, for lack of a better word, old. So it was just an older crowd, you know, and it makes sense for them to, of course, think about their health. And something that was a main point that was focused on is the fact that there's a huge spike, I guess, of there's a recent activity. There's these younger people in their 30s, and so that Dr. Doty has seen with heart attacks and strokes and all that, and so it's really bringing the point home that when it comes to heart health, you need to get started right away, because a lot of times you get a whole lifetime of habits, and if you have a lifetime of bad habits, then it's way harder to turn things around. So the sooner you get going on your heart health, the better. And so that's one of the main things I walked away with that.
So what do you think are some good habits that our listeners might be able to pick up in their daily lives to, you know, help keep their heart in shape?
Well, what I learned there is there's some actually quick and easy ones, depending on your definition of easy. But the first things to go off of is, for one, if you're busy like me, avoid fast food. Even if you're on the road a lot, I know it's tempting to want to go to McDonald's and stuff like that, and you're hungry. But Doty says to stay, you know, to cut down on red meats. You know, of course, cut down on salts. Watch your sodium intake, your sugars. You're gonna want to, if you're busy like me, you're gonna want to meal prep. You're gonna want to prepare before you get out in the world, because if you're skip breakfast and you go about your day and the day is halfway over and you're starving, you're going to make a bad decision. You're going to go and just load up on calories and you're not going to care how you get it. So being conscious and planning out your meals is one of the best ways to do that. Eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, of course, you know, the basic stuff they tell you, you know, eating healthy, like that's there's a reason, because you don't want to build up that plaque. I actually heard somewhere that the cheeseburgers we ate as children are still, we still have plaque in our we still have plaque in our heart from that.
That's a wonderful thought. Just trying to get into, you know, you're saying it's the basic stuff that everybody says. Just trying to make sure we get that out there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's valuable information that somebody could administer in their daily lives and maybe help them be a little healthier. So, you know, just trying to do a little bit of good in the world with this Pictures of Spider-Man. Help somebody get a little healthier, even if it's not me, because I do love cheeseburgers. But, well, you know.
Cheeseburgers will be the death of me.
We'll get past that. What was the next thing that you worked on this week?
Okay. So the next thing I worked on is actually this. I talked to Butch and Cindy Moore, and they told me about this event that's coming out tomorrow. It's an annual event called Wear Orange Day. And this is a statewide event that was officially signed in by Governor Bill Walker, and it's about – it's in conjunction with February, which is National Teen Dating Violence Prevention and Awareness Month. And so basically, long story short, Butch and Cindy's daughter, Bree, was murdered by her boyfriend, and this spiraled a lot of events. They decided to be proactive about this, and they worked with the governor and the Department of Education. And so what they did is this played into House Bill 44, also known as Alaska Safe Children's Act. And this was signed by Governor Walker in 2015. And so in a nutshill, this is actually a combination of what's called Aaron's Law and Bree's Law. Aaron's Law is something that requires school districts to implement a training program that teaches staff to recognize the signs of sexual abuse. In addition to that, to educate students about abuse. Bree's Law is named after Brianna, Butch and Cindy's daughter. And so this is basically to educate high school students about dating violence and to show them what it's like to have a healthy relationship. So with two of those together, they have House Bill 44. And so with Wear Orange Day, everyone's in the state. It's all across the state is encouraged to wear orange shirt, orange. I'm not sure if you can wear bandanas in schools, so that you might want to check about that one. But just wear orange, and they want this to not only raise awareness about the cause, but they also want this to be a conversation starter, like, hey, why are you wearing orange? And then get the chance going to talk about what it's like to be in a healthy relationship and to hopefully help victims feel more encouraged to talk about their situation.
I think this is one of the really positive stories of local and state governments getting involved and doing something to help. And I know that there are, I believe, amendments to Bree's Law in the House right now that...
Correct.
Yeah, I'll do my best to, you know, be diligent about getting a hold of people in Juneau and reporting on that in the weeks to come. But I know this has already had a major effect, and Aaron's Law, I believe, is near nationwide at this point. And so I know, having done laundry this weekend, that I have a number of orange shirts that I'm more than willing to loan out to people that feel that they need to wear orange in support of Wear Orange Day, in support of Bree's Law. And you know, healthy dating, and not to fall into unhealthy habits and dating violence like is so common in this state. So
totally,
I think this is a very great issue, not just for everyone, but especially locally, to be a part of. And I mean, there's nothing that makes you more visible than wearing bright orange.
Absolutely,
and I've got quite a bit of it, so I'll definitely be wearing orange tomorrow. What else you got cooking, Jacob?
Okay, so moving on, coming up in the week, I'd like to let everyone know that the Lip Gloss and Leadership Business Summit at the Glenn Massey Theater is going to be this Saturday. And this, long story short, is inspired by TED Talks. If any of the audience members are familiar with TED Talks, those motivational speeches and all that, it's centered around women that are business owners. There's going to be eight speakers, and they're going to each have like I think it's 10-minute conversations and the presentations about their businesses and what it's like to be a business owner, especially as a woman out here in the Valley, and all the synergy and connectivity and all the growth that's happened and the impact it has on our economy. And that's what the founder, Tammy Gray, is really striving to let people know that, you know, there's a lot of strong women business owners out here, especially in Palmer, she mentioned, like half the...
Yeah, right next door to us, Non-Essentials, Denise Stotts over there.
So. Oh, she's a great one. Tammy had nothing but great things to say about Denise. She mentioned her several times. And speaking of lip gloss and leadership, there's also going to be several vendors in the vendor market there, as well as food trucks. And among those vendors is the... Be the Match Bone Marrow Drive, and running that will be Kelly Mare, and she has extensive knowledge and experience with bone marrow transplants. She herself is a leukemia survivor, and so she knows the ins and outs of what it's like in there, and she'll be there for friend Sandy, who Sandra Hinton will be there. And Sandra has donated bone marrow before. And so the fact that both of them will be there, you get the perspective from both a receiver of bone marrow and a donor. And something that they both have really tried to bring home is that it's not as scary, not nearly as scary as people think it is. A lot of people are worried that it hurts, that it's just crazy experience, that's going to be a lot involved, but really it's simple. So if you're wanting to go down and check that out, they said that it's definitely worth your time because it can save a life. But something they also wanted to mention is if you're going to be doing this, make sure you're 100% committed to it, because if you end up backing out, you're going to really break someone's heart. And, you know, she's had stories about someone had three matches and all three of them dropped out. And she said that was just absolutely devastating. And so there's so if you're going to do it, make sure you commit and don't get someone's hopes up. But it is a chance to save someone's life. Just go down there and find out what's going on. They'll swab your cheek and basically just go from there. So that'd be one of many inspiring stories of women being proactive in the Valley. There's a strong female presence that's rising here in the Mat-Su.
There's all sorts of health-related topics that you've been getting into lately, and I know that that's related to what our special section is going to be this I think this coming week, but it is really cool to see all these active places and events that are involved in getting the Valley to be more healthy and more aware of their own health. So I'm kind of jealous that you're getting to go out and cover all these cool things.
Yeah, it's making me think about my health, and let me tell you right now, my health is not good. And all this is just further reminding me that I need to get on the ball right now, because it's the sooner the better when it comes to practicing good health. At Finger Lake this Saturday is the Polar Plunge, and I will be there representing the Mat-Su Valley Frontiersmen as my alter ego, the Frontiers Man. Dressed in all green.
Really stretched for that name there, didn't you? Really had to dig deep to think of something out of the box.
And then makes it even less original is that has been done before in the past. I got the idea, I guess, a few years ago. Someone else.
Andrew Wellner.
Yeah, he was garbed in a bunch of newspapers, and he was the Frontiers Man. So now I'm taking the mantle as the Frontiers Man, not the hero this town asked for, but the hero this town deserves.
The hero it deserves.
Where is he?
Much like Spider-Man, except for, you know, your skin-tight suit will not be red. It will be green.
It will be all green skin-tight suits.
In the cold, cold water.
Leaving little to the imagination.
In the cold, cold water.
But I will also be wearing a traditional old-school fedora press cap, so I'll be the superhero/reporter persona.
And you're undoubtedly going to get out of this ice cold water and then start gathering quotes and information, right? And there's going to be no warming up period. Just going to walk around in the green suit with the fedora asking questions, right? Maybe.
Maybe. Well, one could say that. One could very well say that. I guess you're going to have, I guess one would have to probably check things out. I would suggest checking things out this weekend to see if how exactly things shake out. How exactly the Frontiersman is going to premiere under this new mantle. And so anyone who's... Oh, and then so a little bit about the cause with the Sertoma Club, Matsu Sertoma Club. It's centered on hearing health, and so they have a lot of community-oriented donations. So what happens is all the money that they save, that they allocate from this event, they use that goes right back into the community for specifically centered on hearing health. So they have grants and they have kids go to summer camp and things like that. So you have kids writing letters and say if they're hearing impaired, they'll write and then they'll accept it and then they'll give them a scholarship or grant and they basically fund the community. And to pledge, there's a number of ways, but if you're wanting to come along with me on my Frontiersman journey, I suggest that you go to www.matsuhearing.org/campaigns/Jacob-MANN, and there's a suggested...
That was a slash 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 dash Jacob-MANN,
correct.
It's not diagonal, it is... horizontal.
The line,
Just wanted to clarify.
That's good, yeah. A minus sign. And that address, again, in case you missed it, is www.matsuhearing.org/campaigns/Jacob-MANN.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out! Here comes the Spider-Man.
All right, Jacob, you've been having all the fun thus far. I'm going to get into this a little bit and let the people know what they've been missing. So,
all right.
This past weekend, I had the distinct pleasure of going up to Hatch Pass, as I have many other weekends in my adult and juvenile life. But this weekend was different because after a long wait, and I mean a long wait, like people have been waiting for this thing forever and ever and ever, the Hatcher Pass ski area that is going to have a lift but doesn't yet has a name. It has a name. We know what it's going to be called. It's going to be called the, drumroll please, the Ski Talk ski area. And that is not S-K-I-T-A-L-K. That is S-K-E-E-T-A-W-K. Why, do you ask? Because ski talk is the Dena'ina word for the place where things slide down. So I went up to mile 10.6 of Hatch Pass Road to, get the scoop, to get the feel on what was going on. Talked to a bunch of people who were there early, kind of just to do the ski talk, the sliding down of the things. And was finding out how it all came together, how Hatch Pass Alpine Experience existed, what it was there to do, what the plan was. And around 11:30, they unveiled the name of the new ski area. The board of directors was very, very proud. It's going to be – and there's a lot of information out there if you are curious as to what's going to be happening with the ski area in Hatch Pass, because it's been rumored for my entire life, at 30 years at least, if not 40. It's been rumored. There's been other groups that tried to make it happen that couldn't. This one, Hatch Pass Alpine Experience, saw some money from the borough that was just kind of there, that was just hanging out, and they went in and they said, you know what, let's not let this just happened. Louisa Branchflower actually organized a bunch of people and said, let's make this ours and let's make sure it's done right. It's not going to get in the way of 16 Mile. To those who are listening, who are like, oh, ski resort, ruin Hatcher Pass, blow up 16 Mile and my beautiful jumps that I made there. No, it's going to be way off the way. And there's three phases to it. If the when I am telling people about this and they have questions, I most frequently go to the Hatcher Pass Alpine Experience. That's with an X, not with an E. I mean, there is an E in there, but it starts with an X. H-A-X is the abbreviation. I go to the Hatch Pass Alpine Experience Facebook page, and I show them the picture of what has been projected for what's going to happen over the next couple of years. They're very close to their fundraising goal, and then once they get the first lift up, I assume that it's just going to kind of be a the first domino to fall, and the next couple lifts are going to go in, and it's just going to be – I'm just so excited, man. I'm a skier. I'm a Valley resident. I love Hatch Pass. I love hiking for the goods. I love hitting 16 mile because I'm bored with friends. It's going to be so great. And they finally have a name, and the name is Ski Talk. I was talking to – the event itself was really cool. There was not a fundraising event per se. It was not people trying to gouge you for money. Kevin Tubbs, the guy who submitted the name Ski Talk, was there. He was just, telling me old skier stories about hiking up something and seeing something dangerous, but going down anyway. He, I guess, heard that they were having a contest for naming the new ski area, pulled out his Denina to English dictionary, which I think that would be good to have, a Denina to English. Like, I think we should probably invest in one of those for the office.
I believe so, yeah. We need to revitalize that language.
Pulls out his Denina to English dictionary. He said he found about 24 names or phrases that would have fit, submitted 12, and that one won by a landslide over Fishhook, Ptarmigan, and Pinnacle. I don't know. I might have gone to the Fishhook ski area. Definitely not the Ptarmigan ski area. Pinnacle just sounds too, too East Coast to take ourselves seriously. Like, if I was going to go to the Pinnacle ski area, I'd, get my racing suit on and I don't know. But that was the big news that I got to be at this weekend.
So, Tim.
Let's hear it.
What do you think is going to happen in the future? Do you foresee this, do you see this ski lift turning the Hatcher Pass into an Alyeska resort type deal?
Well, I don't see it turning into an Alyeska resort. And this is what most of the conversation is centered around, is it going to blow up the mountain, the accessibility, the openness of the mountain, and is it going to blow up the neighborhood? The rumblings that I hear is that there are already plans to have plots that are specifically designed for cafes, for microbreweries, for that kind of bustling ski town community. I don't think it's going to be an Alyeska resort. They want to keep it open year round with mountain bikers in the summer. They want to, one of the next phases is to get a lodge. They have currently a kind of a dome, a house for the snowcat, their grooming tool, but they want a lodge so that they can host weddings and, just have a lodge at the ski area. You kind of need one.
Yeah, like the one that burned down.
Well, that wasn't exactly a kind of, but they want one better.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And so lodges in the works. I don't see it becoming, with a giant capitalist hotel and, branding everywhere, and I see it being a run of good snow on good days that will be packed. Mm-hmm. If there's good snow, and even if it's not good snow, there will still be some bums there. Hopefully, me that will ride that and that will cherish that. And I think the valley itself will cherish having a ski area that's so close that's not 80 miles away and costs $80. From what I heard, Luis was saying that they wanted to keep it closer to like Arctic Valley, which I believe is $35 for a full day. And Arctic Valley is underrated. And the Ski Talk ski area is going to be much better, in my opinion, with the amount of terrain and the type of snow that they're going to be getting in Hatch Pass. I think it'll be a lot better than Arctic Valley, but still a comparable family price where – if you've got a family of five right now and you're trying to go to Alyeska and you've got a rent, that's like four digits that you're going to be shelling out for, an afternoon on the slopes. And that shouldn't be the case. And so especially it'll be an option for local families to go and have some fun. on the mountain. I've eaten up quite a bit of time, but let me. It's a big deal. It's the Hatch Pass ski area. It's been rumored for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. It's finally going to be here. It's going to be called Ski Talk. I don't know if Louisa said there are some really weird names like Mountain McMountface and there are just other stupid names that she said they wanted to use for various runs. I don't know if Ski Talk is going to be the name of just Phase 1A or if it will be the name of the whole area and then the different runs will be named as they go. But I'm curious to see how that plays out. Also, Andrew Kirka last weekend won a World Cup race by 0.12 hundredths of a second. I'm going to try to catch up with him this week. He, of course, is the original Palmer Paralympian Grace Miller joining his ranks this last week. And then Colony High School and Wasilla High School were in the hockey state championships. They did not win. Colony got third. Wasilla got fourth. After winning regions, they could only get fourth. And see what winning regions get you. Jacob, do you have any final thoughts? Have any final?
Well, I know you had talked a while about that, the Hatcher Pass future, but I had one more question on behalf of the Valley.
Do ask.
I grew up here, and like many, Hatcher Pass is like a playground, like the Valley's playground, right? So for what the experience that I and a lot of other people get is a lot of freedom and openness and to kind of just left to your own devices. You can kind of get whatever experience you have out there, really natural, kind of simple. You know, it's not super,
nature, I believe, is the word
nature,
you're looking for.
Yes. Yeah, nature is the word. Yeah, very naturey. Nature. Yes. Mm. So
so where's the question at?
So the question that I have to you is the experience we have now with Hatcher Pass and that natural beauty and the, you know, the openness and all that, is that still good? Do you think that's still going to be intact?
Absolutely. Okay. No, I don't think it. No, it's not going to be a four-lane highway going into Hatcher Pass with a, 400-car parking lot. There is going to have to be some required construction to make it work. And there will be some, a little bit of crowding. When it's a POW day, I don't expect to be able to find a parking spot there right away. But I don't see this being we're going to blow up Hatcher Pass and we're going to commercialize it and ruin it. I would not fear that.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get from you.
All right, so thank you so much for Jacob Mann. I'm Tim Rocky, and this has been Pictures of Spider-Man. Join us as we do this again next week. Thanks so much.
Party all right, West side, we gon' set this party all right, man, I promise. She's so self-conscious, she has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out, her parents will look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like